Clank vs. Catacombs vs. Legacy in 2026. Which dungeon should you buy? Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Buy Catacombs for the best standalone Clank in 2026. The map reveals itself, danger feels less scripted, and the base box has room to grow. Buy original Clank for the cleanest fixed map teach or a strong sale. Buy Clank Legacy when the same group can commit to a campaign and wants jokes, discoveries, stickers, and a board that becomes theirs. Clank. Editions can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. Players learn movement, skill, swords, gold, market purchases, Clank cubes, artifacts, escape, and the danger of going one room too deep. The cabinet's test is whether every noisy purchase improves the deck while feeding a dragon bag that may punish the greed three turns later. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer, which Clank editions should you buy? Buy Catacombs for the best standalone Clank in 2026. The map reveals itself, danger feels less scripted, and the base box has room to grow. Buy original Clank for the cleanest fixed map teach or a strong sale. Buy Clank Legacy when the same group can commit to a campaign and wants jokes, discoveries, stickers, and a board that becomes theirs. A deck building adventure on Amazon Clank. Catacombs on Amazon Clank. Legacy Acquisitions Incorporated on Amazon Clank. Legacy 2 Darkest Magic on Amazon Clank. Catacombs Underworld on Amazon. The first box should let players learn movement, skill, swords, gold, market purchases, Clank cubes, artifacts, escape, and the danger of going one room too deep. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Clank Editions, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Catacombs is standalone, it does not require original Clank. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the source ledger below. What does playing Clank Editions actually feel like? Players build personal decks that generate movement, skill, combat, and coins, then push into a dungeon for artifacts while every noisy card adds cubes to the dragon bag. The great tension is greed versus escape. A stronger deck invites one more room, one more secret, and one more market purchase while the dragon's attacks become increasingly lethal. Catacombs makes exploration literal with tiles. Legacy turns the same push-your-luck skeleton into a linked comedy adventure with permanent discoveries. The lasting hook is that every noisy purchase improves the deck while feeding a dragon bag that may punish the greed three turns later. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup: sort market, secrets, artifacts, dragon cubes, and player decks into trays. For Catacombs, keep tile stacks oriented and doors visible. For Legacy, schedule the same players, record names clearly, and stop after a chapter rather than rushing permanent decisions. Teaching plan: teach deck cycling, movement, monsters, the market, Clank cubes, dragon attacks, knockout, and escape. Do not explain every symbol before it appears. Make the first dragon pull theatrical, it teaches the whole emotional system. Before cleanup, photograph the dungeon tiles or board, market row, dragon bag, Clank area, player decks, artifacts, and the escape route. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to and where does the comparison break? Quest for El Dorado is cleaner deck building race design. The hunger is faster and meaner. Clank's signature is that the deck, map, and shared danger bag all turn greed into a public story. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to fixed versus variable maps, campaign permanence, group reliability, setup friction, and whether surprise or strategic familiarity drives replay. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the Matrix as a table fit tool for Clank. Additions, theme earns the first play while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? SDNDLONE Clank Catacombs, best modern replayable entry. Classic original Clank, choose for the cleanest fixed map teach or a strong price. Campaign Clank Legacy 1, choose for a reliable recurring group. Sequel Legacy 2, buy after the group proves it enjoys and finishes legacy play. Expand Underworld, add only after Catacombs has earned repeated nights. The stopping rule matters. Legacy campaigns ask the same group to return and make permanent changes, so their value collapses when attendance is unstable. Legacy 2 is not the universal first campaign simply because it is newer. The original Legacy remains the more established starting point. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Clank, Editions Edition language seller included contents and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy. Beginner, buy movement before greed. A valuable artifact is worthless if the deck cannot get home. Regular, track the dragon bag. Cube composition changes whether one more turn is daring or simply reckless. Advanced, thin weak cards. A smaller deck finds movement, swords, and high-value combos more reliably. Expert, time the exit pressure. Crossing into safety or escaping changes everyone else's clock, use it deliberately. Debrief the dragon attack that changed the winner. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This latter cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about fixed versus variable maps, campaign permanence, group reliability, setup friction, and whether surprise or strategic familiarity drives replay. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting, teach, deck cycling, movement, monsters, the market, clank cubes, dragon attacks, knockout, and escape. Do not explain every symbol before it appears. Make the first dragon pull theatrical, it teaches the whole emotional system. Solo, original Clank and Catacombs have app-supported solo material subject to current app support. The legacy boxes are group campaigns first, do not buy one expecting the cleanest solo expression of Clank. The invisible budget is card sorting, campaign continuity, sticker or legacy decisions, table space setup, and a group that will return before the story goes cold. That workload predicts whether Clank Editions returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Catacombs is standalone, it does not require original Clank. Legacy campaigns ask the same group to return and make permanent changes, so their value collapses when attendance is unstable. Legacy 2 is not the universal first campaign simply because it is newer, the original Legacy remains the more established starting point. The Amazon reviews worth weighing are the recurring complaints, packaging, components, complexity, and mismatched expectations. Star averages drift and listings merge, so the repeated problem is the signal, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes the game doing exactly what it is designed to do is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout. Catacombs is not an expansion, it is a complete standalone game. Legacy value depends on group continuity, not merely content volume. Buying the most expensive card is not always deck improvement when movement and draw remain weak. Everything above was checked July 29, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Clank. Editions Catacombs is the default recommendation. Original Clank remains elegant but less surprising. Legacy 1 is the best special event purchase for a reliable group. Legacy 2 comes after the group proves it can finish the first kind of campaign. Underworld is a later Catacombs add-on, not part of the beginner cart. Before you add anything else, name the repeated table problem it fixes. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options: Clank, a deck building adventure on Amazon Clank, Catacombs on Amazon Clank, Legacy Acquisitions Incorporated on Amazon Clank, Legacy 2 Darkest Magic on Amazon Clank, Catacombs Underworld on Amazon. Final verdict: Catacombs is the default recommendation. Original Clank remains elegant but less surprising. Legacy 1 is the best special event purchase for a reliable group. Legacy 2 comes after the group proves it can finish the first kind of campaign. Underworld is a later Catacombs add-on, not part of the beginner cart. Frequently asked questions: which Clank game should I buy first? Clank, Catacombs is the best current standalone recommendation. Do I need original Clank for Catacombs? Number: Catacombs is a standalone game. Should I play Clank Legacy before Legacy 2? It is the safer order. The first Legacy is the established campaign introduction and tests group commitment. Can Clank Legacy be replayed? The completed board can support post-campaign play, but the Discovery campaign itself contains permanent changes. Is original Clank still worth it? Yes, especially for a fixed map teach, lower price, or players who prefer a stable board. When should I buy Underworld? After Catacombs has been played enough that new tiles and systems solve a real desire for variety.